Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Yud Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landauer in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. Elah Shalom, it's also sponsored by Mikey and Tova Perlin family in commemoration of the yard site of their grandfather and great-grandfather, Ernest Goldstein, Anshel Baruch Ben Mordechai, Zichrono Levracha, the Neshama Shadev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, the rabbi left off yesterday, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the top by the Mishnah. And what we had discussed yesterday was some of the stringencies that a Shavua has that a Neder doesn't have. Today we're going to cover one Mishnah. That Mishnah is going to talk about the flip side, some of the stringencies that a Neder has that a Shavua doesn't have. And we're going to focus primarily on this concept of neder betoch neder, and whether one neder can be chal within another neder, on top of another neder. We'll see exactly what the case is, and the Mishnah is going to say that while there is this concept of neder betoch neder, or as the Gemara is going to apply, we'll see nezirus betoch nezirus, and what that means, again, we're going to see. It doesn't necessarily mean what it sounds like it means. By a shvua, it's not the case. That once you make a shvua, the shvua is chal, then that's pretty much it. That you can't keep making shvuas on the same subject matter. So that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss, and the Gemara is basically going to discuss this concept, the entire daf. Hopefully we'll get to the top of Yudches. It's a short daf, so we'll see, but the run is long, so one never knows. But again, the primary focus of today's daf is going to be on the concept of nezirus and juxtaposing nezirus, which is a form of neder, against shvua, and whether one neder can be chal on top of, within another neder. Again, we'll see exactly what that means as the discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara unfolds. So again, Mishnah toward the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says as follows: Yesh neder betoch neder. Ve'ein shvua betoch shvua, that while there is a concept of a neder betoch neder, there is no concept of a shvua betoch shvua. And b'pashtas, this Mishnah is supposed to be juxtaposed. It's a hemshech of the prior Mishnah, as I mentioned in the Hakdamah, where the prior Mishnah discussed a stringency of shvua. This Mishnah is discussing a stringency of neder, that even though one neder is chal within another neder, one shvua is not chal within another shvua. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. The Gra, however, explains that this Mishnah is not at all a hemshech of the prior Mishnah. But regardless, most Mefarshim say that this is a hemshech of the prior Mishnah and an example of the flip side of what the prior Mishnah had said, that this is a stringency that a neder has over a shvua. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean? So ketzad. So amar areini nazir amochel, areini nazir amochel. If a guy says that I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread, I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. So in other words, he makes a double vow of nazirus. Now it's important to remember that nazirus is a type of neder, but as we'll see, as we learn the Gemara, nazirus is a type of neder, but nazirus is not identical to a neder. So it's, in other words, it doesn't have all of the attributes of a neder. So just like Bederech Hagdama again, and we'll come back to this when we get to it in the Gemara, there is this fundamental difference between a neder and a shvua. Whereas a neder makes a cheftza usur to you, a shvua is really more of an isur gavra, that it makes you usur to do something. A nezirus is not really an isur cheftza, it's not really an isur gavra, sort of a combination, and that combination, the Mefarshim referred to it as a type of Kedusha, that there are certain things that are usur to you if you're noder nezirus. For example, if you're noder nezirus, you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to eat grape products, so it could be that you're not allowed to eat the grape product, could be that it's an isur gavra, could be the grapes are usur to you, could be that it's an isur cheftza, but as the Ran is going to point out, there are also halachas by nezirus that have nothing to do with gavra and cheftza. For example, a nazir is also not allowed to be metame lemeis. And so the Ran will wind up concluding that nazirus is what he calls kedusha, as opposed to an isur gavra or an isur chefza. So it's just important to remember in the back of your mind that whatever we're talking about here, when the Mishnah starts with a klal, that yesh neder betoch neder, and then automatically starts talking about nazirus, we have to bear in mind, and this is really going to come to light in tomorrow's daf, does this klal that we're applying to Naziris apply to a stam neder as well or not? Because Naziris is different. It's sort of like a neder, but it's not really a neder. And as opposed to being an iser chefza, it is a kedusha. That's the way the Ran explains it. But our case, a guy says, I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread, says the Mishnah, the achal, and then he eats the loaf of bread, chayev al kol achas va'achas. He is chayev on each vow, on each vow of Naziris. Now, what does it mean, chayev al kol achas va'achas? That's the subject of a lot of action here. So chayev al kol achas va'achas, the way the Ran explains it, is that he's chayev to observe two separate vows of Naziris, two separate periods of Naziris. We know that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, Stam Naziris is 30 days. This guy said, Areini Nazar Amochel, Areini Nazar Amochel, he made two vows of Naziris, then he ate the bread. So he's chayev to observe two Naziris, he's chayev to observe two periods of Naziris, meaning 60 days, because he has to count 30 days, then he has to bring all the karbonos, and after that he counts another 30 days, and then he's going to bring, another karbon. So the way the Chazanish explains this phenomenon, and this is also going to come through clearly in the Gemara that we're going to learn, is that, again, Naziris is a Kedusha, so the Chazanish is starting with a premise that the Ran introduced us to, that Naziris is like a nether, but not really quite like a nether. There is Kedusha. The Chazanish is Mechadesh, that the Kedusha is Chal from the beginning. In other words, if the guy says, Hareini Nazar Amochel, Hareini Nazar Amochel, then he eats the Kikar, the reason that he has to observe two Naziruses is because the Kedusha of the second of the duplicate Nazirus is Chal, but practically speaking, it can't take effect until the first one is done, because Nazirus results in a lot of Isurim. But you're already usur to do all of these things because of the first vow of Nazirus. In other words, there was no room for the Isur of the second Nazirus to be, there was no room for the Isra of the second Naziris to be Chal. But because the first Kedusha was Chal immediately, you have to do something in order to recognize that Kedusha, and at the end of the Naziris, to resolve yourself of that Kedusha. And so the Chazanish explains that after you observe the first days of Naziris, the first set of Naziris, then you bring the Karban, that's Mafkia, the Kedusha, that removes the Kedusha of the initial Naziris. The removal of the Kedusha from the initial Naziris allows the Kedusha of the second Naziris to fill the void. You are then going to be usur and obligated in all of the Isurim of that second Naziris. And then you're going to have to bring a Karban for the second Naziris. So again, this is all within the Shita of the Ran. The Shita of the Ran saying that when the guy says, Areini Nazar Amochel, Areini Nazar Amochel, when the Mishnah says that he's chayev twice, what it means that he's chayev twice is that he's chayev to observe two separate periods of Naziris. However, the Shita Mekubetzes is cholek on this, and the Shita Mekubetzes explains that no, when the Mishnah says that he's chayev al shtayim, that he's chayev al kolachas va'achas, it means that he's chayev to observe both Naziris at the same time. How does one observe both Naziris at the same time? The guy can only be a Nazir once after all. Says the Shita, what it means is that if he violates the Naziris, if he's metame lemeis, if he eats grapes, if he drinks wine during the period of Naziris, he's going to be chayev two sets of malkas. And that's what it means, that he's chayev a kalachas va'achas. And this is more meduyak, in fact, when you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, of yesh neder betoch neder, the concept of neder betoch neder, meaning that one neder can be chal on the other, the pashtus of that sounds more like the Shita Mekubetzes, right? That the guy is chayev al shtayim, meaning that if he violates his Isser Naziris, he's going to be chayev two sets of malkas. Why? Because he made the vow of Naziris twice. One vow of Naziris is chal on the other vow of Naziris, and therefore he's going to be chayev twice. So that whole lexicon of neder betoch neder sounds more like the shita mekubetzes. However, the Ran will have to explain, and this is really based on the Chazanish that we just mentioned. The Ran's going to explain that no, it's still neder betoch neder. In other words, even though the Ran explains that the concept of the two Naziris is that you have to observe one Naziris after the other. Why is it that you have to observe one Naziris after the other? Obviously, because they were both chal initially. How does the Ran know they were both chal initially? Because the Ran is mechadesh that you can't have something that's chal li'achar zman unless it has a foothold initially when you make the neder. So the Ran says, I wouldn't have to observe two sets of Naziris unless the second set of Naziris was chal in some respect at the time I made the neder. And that's the Chazan Ish's Chiddush, that the Kedusha is Chal, even though the Isurim aren't Chal. So even according to the Ran, one can explain neder betoch neder, because they're obviously both being Chal together. And again, the Ran's principle is that if they're not Chal immediately, then there's no way that it could be Chal li'achar, then there's no way that it could be Chal li'achar's man. Now, the Ritva is medayik on the language of the Mishnah, and again, we mentioned this in the Hakdama. The Mishnah says, the yesh neder betoch neder, but then it immediately brings an example, not of a neder, but it brings an example of Naziris. And therefore, the Ritva says that this halacha, this din, is shayach only by Naziris, but not by a stam neder. And says the Ritva that a stam neder, unlike Naziris, would have a din of shvua. Just like there is no shvua betoch shvua, so too there is no neder betoch neder. It's only by Naziris that this concept of neder betoch neder or Naziris betoch Naziris applies. However, other Rishonim say that no, that this halacha applies not only to Naziris but to neder writ large. And the reason that the Mishnah feels compelled to talk about a case of Naziris is because the case is Areini Nazar im Ochel, whereas usually a neder is not that you're going to eat. That's a shvua. Shvua is bitu. It could be either I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. A neder is when you aser the cheftza on yourself. So the neder is usually when you say shelo ochel. So since our Mishnah is dealing with a case where you say shelo ochel, and the paradigmatic neder is where you say shelo ochel, that's why we can't be talking about a regular neder. We have to be talking about a type of Naziris. But then the other Rishonim say that that's not really such a great interpretation, because we could have been talking about a neder stam, and even though regularly the neder, usually the neder is where he says, I'm not going to eat, over here, maybe he made a neder that something else is asur im ochel, meaning im ochel was part of a tnai. So there's no real reason to explain why we couldn't have been talking about a stam neder and not Naziris. But again, what's important to take away from this whole discussion is that two fundamental machloksin, right? So just to review. So when we say neder betoch neder, so the Ran's interpretation is neder betoch neder meaning, and we're using the example of Naziris, meaning you have to observe one period of Naziris after the other, whereas the Shita Mekabetzes argues and says no, that it's the same period of Naziris, but the ramification is that you, if you violate the Naziris, you're chayiv to Malkios. And then there's another machlokas as to whether this halacha applies to only Naziris or whether it applies to Nedarim writ larger. Okay, so back into the Mishnah. So that's all by neder. Shvua shelo ochel, shvua shelo ochel. However, if the guy says shvua shelo ochel, I'm making a shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar, and then he repeats himself va'ochel, and then he eats the loaf of bread, ein chayev ala achas. He's only going to be chayev once. Why? Because the first time he makes the shvua that he's not going to eat the loaf of bread, it's already aser for him to eat the loaf of bread. Ein iser chal al iser. He can't make it more aser for him to eat the loaf of bread. It's already aser, and therefore the shvua is not going to be chal b'toch shvua. Okay. Now, we're going to go into the Gemara, but I'm going to be reading words that are not in the Gemara, and the reason that I'm going to be doing that is because the Ran has an alternative girsir. For those who are following along in the art scroll, in footnote 10 over here, he walks through a nice interpretation of what the Ran's girs is. So says the Gemara, but I'm going to be reading down from the girsa and the Ran now. So it's right, second wide line in the Ran. So let's pick up from there, and then we'll flip back up onto the top of the page into the Lashon HaGemara. So says the Ran, who has this girsa in the Gemara, Kivan de'amar hareini nazir, havalei nazir. So, but says the Ran, why are we talking about hareini nazir amochel, hareini nazir amochel? That we should be talking about, we're talking about a case where there's a whole kikar of bread
in front of the guy.
Okay, right? So, and we know that what's called achila in halacha, so achila in halacha, except for Yom Kippur, where there's a different shear, achila in halacha is always with a kezias. So says the Ran, kivan dam hareini nazir, havalei nazir. Once the guy says hareini nazir, he's already a nazir. In other words, the whole case of the Mishnah, says the Ran, what's implicitly bothering the Ran, is that you want to give me an example of Nazirus being chal in the middle of Nazirus? Why don't we just talk about a guy who makes two vows of Nazirus? Hareini nazir, hareini nazir. What does he mean? Does he mean to asur himself twice, or does he mean that he's not repeating himself? What's the pshat im ochel? Why are we even using this lashon, hareini nazir im ochel? The way a guy vows a vow of Nazirus, the way he takes a vow of Nazirus is, he says he's a nazir. Why are we dealing with this weird case? I'm a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. So, v'chi ochel tuva, it's obvious that we're trying, isn't it obvious, says the Ran, therefore, that we're trying to prove some point regarding the halachos of achila. V'chi ochel tuva, umasrim bei, mechayev al kol achila v'achila. So shouldn't it mean that when we warn the guy, don't eat the loaf of bread, because then you're going to become a nazir, then he's chayev on each and every achila, meaning he's chayev malchus every single time he eats. So, aidi diktani shvua shalo ochel tani nami areini nazir im ochel ulolam gabli nazir lo tzarech lemeimar im ochel. So the way the Ran explains this is in a chenami, basically, you're right. In other words, in order to teach me the halacha in the Mishnah of a neder being chal betoch neder, meaning that the guy takes two vows of Nazirus and they're both chal to the extent that he has to observe the first Nazirus period and then bring karbonis and then the second Nazirus period, you didn't have to talk about him ochel at all. You could have just mentioned stamach case of a guy who makes two vows of Nazirus. Why are we talking about a case im ochel? Because in the seifa of the Mishnah, where we juxtapose shvua with neder, the case is where the guy says shvua shalo ochel, shvua shalo ochel. Therefore, in the reisha, when we discuss nazirus, we say hareini nazir im ochel, hareini nazir im ochel. But it's not coming to teach me some halacha about how many times I'm chayiv, depending on what type of shear I am eating of the kikar. All right, so now let's flip back. Let's flip back into the Gemara, and let us start reading the Gemara. Okay, so yeah, and that's the main point of the Ran here, is that you don't even have to talk about Imochel, that this concept of the double Nazirus has nothing to do with the Imochel, really. It just has to do with repeating yourself. But we're saying Imochel just to juxtapose it with the case of Shvua. Okay, so says the Gemara, fundamental machlokes brought down. So Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela diyamar Arameini Nazir ayom Arameini Nazir lamachar. When is it, says Rav Huna, that the Nazirus is chal betoch Nazirus, that he would have to then observe two separate periods of Nazirus? It's only where the guy says, the first time Arini Nazir Ayom, I'm a Nazir today, and then the guy says, I am a Nazir tomorrow. So the Migu Dukam is Sosef Yom Yaseira, because he's adding one extra day to the Nazirus, Chayla Nazirus al Nazirus. There is room for his Nazirus to be Chal on the other Nazirus. In other words, what does this mean? So the way the Ran explains is like this, that if the guy says Arini Nazir Ayom, so literally what he's saying is, I am a nazir today. However, the problem is, stam nazirus shloshim yom. There's no such thing as being a nazir for a day. The minimum period of nazirus is 30 days. So when the guy says, Arini nazir ayom, he means, I am a nazir from today until 30 days from now. When the guy says, Arini nazir lamachar, that I'm a nazir tomorrow, what he really means is 30 days from tomorrow. So really what he means is, I'm a nazir from day 1 to 30, and I'm also a nazir from day 2 to 31. However, the second nazirus, there's no room for that nazirus to be chal on days 2 through 30, because he's already subject to the first nazirus. But he's definitely a nazir on day 31, because you're starting that second count in your mind from day 2 until day 31. So the second nazirus is then going to be chal on day 31, and vault another 29 days for a total of 30. And that's how we get, according to Rav Huna, to a situation where he has to observe two different periods of Nazirus. Because he's adding to that second set, because he's capturing day 31 in that second vow, which wasn't captured in the first vow. Says Rav Huna, Aval Amar Arini Nazir Ayom, Arini Nazir Ayom. But if he stam repeats himself, Ein Chala Nazirus Al Nazirus, then the halacha in the Mishnah does not apply. There is no Nazirus that's Chala on that Nazirus, because
There's only one period of Naziris. He did not say anything to indicate that he wanted it to extend. And if he didn't say anything that indicated that he wanted it to extend, there's only going to be one vow of Naziris. However, Shmuel argues, Shmuel Amar Afilu Amar Arini Nazar Ayom, Arini Nazar Ayom, Chala Naziris Aleha, that even if he says, Arini Nazar Ayom, Arini Nazar Ayom, meaning he is literally repeating himself, even though he's only literally repeating himself and doesn't add anything to his Naziris, the Naziris is going to be Chal. There are going to be two Naziruses that are, there are going to be two Naziruses that are going to be Chal. Okay. So says the Gemara now Vayter. Ula Rav Huna Adetana Ein Shvua B'toch Shvua. Well, says the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, so Rav Huna is being Mechadish something. Because Rav Huna is saying that when the Mishnah says that Yesh Neder B'toch Neder, not in every case Yesh Neder B'toch Neder, only Yesh Neder B'toch Neder from the perspective of Naziris, when you're adding a day to the second Naziris, right? That's what Rav Huna told us. So says the Gemara, so the Rav Huna, the Tana Ein Shvua B'toch Shvua, Lisni Yesh Neder B'toch Neder, Ve'ein Neder B'toch Neder. So why are we juxtaposing, why are we comparing Neder to Shvua, saying that unlike Shvua, where one Shvua is not Chal on the other Shvua, by Neder, one Neder is Chal on the other Neder. Not all the time. One Neder is Chal on the other Neder only when you're adding with the second Neder. But when you're not adding anything with the second Neder, then one Neder is not going to be Chal on the other Neder. So why are you juxtaposing Neder and Shvua? Forget about Shvua in our Mishnah. Let's just talk about Neder. Let's talk about the Chiluk within Neder. So says the Gemara, elaborating on this. Harini Nazar Ayom, Harini Nazar, Harini Nazar Lamachar, Yesh Neder B'toch Neder. If a guy says, I'm a Nazar today, I'm a Nazar tomorrow, meaning he wants to add in his second vow one day of Naziris, but because there is no such thing as one day of Naziris, he winds up adding 30 days of Naziris. That's a situation where there is Neder B'toch Neder. Harini Nazar Ayom, Harini Nazar Ayom. However, where the guy repeats himself and just says, Harini Nazar Ayom, Harini Nazar Ayom, then Ein Neder B'toch Neder. Then there is not going to be Ein Neder B'toch Neder. So good kasha, according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, why are we juxtaposing Neder and Shvua? Let's juxtapose Neder and Neder. Not in every case is there a Neder B'toch Neder. It's only when you're adding something. Says the Gemara, kashi. So, and this is Lashon, again, as the Mirenu always says, we're in a Dorim land, so the language is always different. The Lashon HaGemara is always different. This is what the Gemara would often refer to as kashya. So this is a kashya, and this is not, however, a tiyufta. Sorry about that. Okay. I'm obviously stronger than the rabbi because I don't believe the rabbi ever got this thing to collapse. All right. So apologies. The thing is still recording. All right. So there we go. So the truth is, so when we talk about neder b'toch neder, remember we brought down that there's a machlokas whether neder b'toch neder applies more broadly, or whether neder b'toch neder applies only to nazirus, but not really to all different types of nedarim. So the truth is, according to that shita, we already could have been mechalek not only between neder and neder, we could have been mechalek between neder and naziris at all. So that's just important to bear in mind, according to the machlokas between the Ran and the Ritva that we saw earlier. But if you're going to say that the halacha applies by neder b'toch neder, and we're only using naziris as an example, then I understand why this would be akasha according to Rav Huna. Now, that the reason, why isn't this a tiyufta? This seems to be like a bomb kasha, right? Like if according to Rav Huna, that the halacha and the Mishnah applies only when you're being mosif with the second neder, so why isn't this a tiyufta? Why isn't our Mishnah a tiyufta to Rav Huna? So the answer is because the Mishnah never said beferish that all nidrei naziris are alike. So if you would have had a Mishnah that said all nidrei naziris are alike, but a neder is not like a shvua, and then came Rav Huna and said, well, not all neder naziris are alike, right? The second one only takes hold when you're adding one day to the second naziris. So therefore, it's not really a tiyufta, right? The Mishnah is not explicitly against Rav Huna, but the implication of the Mishnah is certainly against Rav Huna. Okay, so that was so now the Mishnah is now the Gemara is going to challenge the Shita of Rav Huna again. Top line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So Tanan, Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, Vein Shvua Betoch Shvua. That there is a Neder Betoch Neder, there is no Shvua Betoch Shvua. Hey Chidami, so what's the case that we're talking about here? So Ilema Damer Arayni Nazar Ayam Arayni Nazar Lamachar. If the guy says Arayni Nazar Ayam Arayni Nazar Lamachar, because again, remember, according to Rav Huna, that's the only time that there's Yesh Neder Betoch Neder. Because Rav Huna was Mechadesh that if the guy Stam repeats himself, then there is no Neder Betoch Neder. The only nether betoch nether is when you add on to the period of Nazirus with your second nether. But then the analogous case by Shvua is what? So gabe Shvua shalo ochel te'enim, because of Ramesh Shvua shalo ochel anovim amay lo chala. But then by the comparative case of Shvua, why wouldn't it be chal? Because if you're being mechadesh at the case of nether betoch nether, where the nether is chal, is where the guy says, Arayni nazar ayom, Arayni nazar lamachar, you're not vowing the same thing. That's not the same thing. You're not repeating yourself. You're adding a day. That's like taking a shvua. I'm not going to eat figs, and then I'm not going to eat dates. And then the second shvua, you're saying I'm not going to eat grapes. One thing has nothing to do with the other. And by the way, memo. Of course, if you say that shvua that I'm not going to eat dates, a shvua that I'm not going to eat grapes, of course they're both chal because there's no such rule that you can't be subject to two shvuos at the same time. The rule is that once something is usur to you with a koach of a shvua, you can't make that thing more usur to you. But if you want to add to the isser, of course you can add to the isser. So says the Gemara again. So Tanan, yesh neder betoch neder vein shvua betoch shvua. Hey chedami, ilei madam arayni nazar ayam arayni nazar lamachar, which is the way Rav Huna has to interpret it. The kavasek abe shvua, it works. Shalo achal teinim, v'chaz of rem shvua, shalo achal anavim, amay lo chala shvua al shvua. The shvua would be chal on the other shvua in that case. Ela, hey chedami, delo chala shvua al shvua. What's the situation where a shvua is not chal on a shvua because of the principle that once it's already usur to me, I can't make it more usur to me? Kagon diyamar shvua shlo ochel te'enim because of yamar shvua shlo ochel te'enim. Isn't it the case where the guy stam repeats himself and where the guy stam repeats himself in a chanami? The shvua is not going to be chal on the existing shvua. But then what's the analogous case by Nadarim? Tikavasa gabi Nazirus, hey chidami, by Nazirus rather, what's the comparative case by Nazirus? Isn't it where the guy repeats himself? Diyamar harini nazar ayom, harini nazar ayom, viktani yesh neder betoch neder. And nevertheless, again, the cases have to be analogous. So the case where ein shvua chal shvua is where the guy stam repeats himself. So by Nazirus, also we have to be talking about where the guy just simply repeats himself, yet the Mishnah says, yesh neder betoch neder, meaning that the second vow of Nazirus is effective, even when you're stam repeating yourself, and that's akasha and Rav Huna. So akasha la Rav Huna, says that akasha to Rav Huna, says the Gemara. So as the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, that Masnis and the Yamar Arini Nazir Ayamar Arini Nazir Lamachar. Nope, I could explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy says Arini Nazir Ayom Arini Nazir Lamachar, meaning he's not simply repeating himself; he's adding on another day with the second vow. And again, when you're adding on, there's no such thing as adding on one other day with a vow, because by Nazirus, one day equals 30 days, because that's the minimum shir of Nazirus. So he's adding on another day with a second vow. Now, the kavasa gabe shvua, diyamar shlo ochel te'enim, the chazav amar shvul shlo ochel te'enim va'anovim. So we had said previously that if the guy says, Arayni nazar ayom, Arayni nazar lamachar, it's compared to a case where the guy makes a shvua that he's not going to eat dates, and then another shvua that he's not going to eat grapes. And what the Gemara was bothered by, of course then the shvua is going to be valid, because you're making a shvua on two separate things. Says Rav Huna, that's a faulty comparison. Where I say, Harini nazar ayom, harini nazar lamachar, not I. Where a guy says, Harini nazar ayom, harini nazar lamachar, he is adding one day to the Nazirus, but the Nazirus is otherwise capturing its duplicative of what he has already been nozer on, right? What we had said was Arini Nazar Ayom, meaning he's a nozer from days 1 to 30, and Arini Nazar Lamachar means he intends to start tomorrow, and therefore he's a nozer from days 2 to 31, but therefore from days 2 through 30, the Nazirus overlaps. So the proper analogy by Shvua to a case where the guy says, Arayni Nazir Ayyam, Arayni Nazir Lamachar, is not where he makes the neder, not where he makes a Shvua on two totally discrete things. It's where the first Shvua is on something, and the second Shvua, there's a little bit of overlap, and there's something else. That's the proper analogy, says the Gemara. So the proper analogy is where the guy says, Shvua shlo ochel te'inim, v'chazav y'amar, Shvua shlo ochel te'inim v'anovim. That at first he says, I'm not going to eat dates, and then he says, I'm not going to eat dates and grapes. Delo chayla. That the Shvua is not going to be, that the Shvua is not going to be chal. The Shvua is not going to be chal, so that's an interesting one. So why would the Shvua not be chal? So the Gemara is going to challenge that right away. So v'yomer Rava, but Rava says, Shvua shelo ochel te'inim, v'chazer v'me Shvua shelo ochel te'inim v'anavim, that if the guy says, first he takes a Shvua that he's not going to eat dates, then he takes a Shvua that he's not going to eat dates, and that he's not going to eat grapes, v'yachol te'inim v'frish karbon, and he eats te'inim, and then he's mafresh a karbon, because he violated the Shvua, v'chazer v'yachol anavim, and then he goes and he eats grapes, Havilu anovim chatzi shir. Now, interesting. So the Gemara says that anovim is a chatzi shir because remember, the first shvua is already done with. He made a shvua, he's not going to eat dates. He ate dates, he had to bring a carbon. Second shvua was that he's not going to eat dates or grapes, and he ate grapes. So the fact that he ate grapes is like a chatzi shir because the shvua covered dates and grapes. He ate only one thing that was covered by the shvua. Ve'mivien carbon al chatzi shir. And you're not going to bring a carbon on a chatzi shir. But says the Gemara, Alma, heichad yamar shvua shlo ochel te'enim, v'chazer v'yamar shvua shlo ochel te'enim v'anavim, migu dechal shvua al anavim, chaylin nami al te'enim. The only way that the second shvua is called a chatzi shir, this is the way the Mefarish explains the Gemara, the only way the second shvua is called a chatzi shir, when you eat anavim and you made a shvua that you're not going to eat te'inim and anavim, the only way it's called a chatzi shir is if the shvua on te'inim was chal. Because if the shvua on te'inim was never chal and you made a shvua that you're not going to eat te'inim and anavim, but if that part of the shvua that applied to te'inim wasn't chal, then when you eat anavim, that's the entire shvua. So the only way to say that it's a chatzi shir is if you're going to say that the shvua is going to be chal on te'enim and anavim. So again, the reason that this is a kasha on Rav Huna is because Rav Huna can only explain the Mishnah of yesh neder betoch neder in a situation where he's adding on to the first neder. Because Rav Huna was the one who said that if you are simply repeating yourself, the second neder even isn't going to be chal. Therefore, he will only say yesh neder betoch neder when you say arayni nazir ayyam, arayni nazir lamachar, when the second one is adding. But the second part of the Mishnah says that even though that's halacha by neder, that's not the halacha by shvua. What does it mean it's not the halacha by shvua? I thought we have over here the shita of Rabba who says that if you make a shvua that you're not going to eat dates, and then you take a shvua that you're not going to eat dates and you're not going to eat grapes, and now it happens to be the weird case that you ate dates and then you brought the karba and then you only ate grapes, and therefore the Gemara says you're actually not going to be chayah for violating the shvua because it's only a chatzi shir. But the fact that we said it's only a chatzi shir means the second shvua does apply. But in the Mishnah, you told me that what works by neder doesn't work for shvua. But over here, if the only way to explain the case of neder is you're adding, then when you're adding by shvua, it also works. Bam kashan Rav Huna, says the Gemara, Rav Huna lo sviri leka Rabba. Yeah, Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rabba, meaning Rabba's the one who holds that by shvua, if you make a shvua shlo ochel te'inim, and then a second shvua shlo ochel te'inim v'anavim, that second shvua is going to work because you're adding on to the shvua. However, Rav Huna is not going to hold like Rabba. So what exactly this whole machlokas over here is talking about? In other words, the machlokas Rav Huna and Rabba, whether the shvua is going to be chal or not. Some of the achronim explain that it's toloi on whether chatzi shir is usher min haTorah or not, that if you're going to say Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah, then the Shvuah is going to be Chal because we're Machmir, but if it's not Aser Min HaTorah, we're not going to be Machmir because it's only Midrabanan. Others saying, I think this is more intuitive. Others say that it has to do with the Isser of Kolel. Whether if something is Aser and then you're adding on to that Isser, whether the add-on is Chal, even though the base has already been usser. But again, even if this is talking about like anis or chalal isser or isser kolel, it is important to remember that distinction that we had mentioned earlier, that neder, that nazirus rather, is not really like neder, certainly not like shvuah, because by both neder and shvuah, there were isurim, whereas by nazir, it's more of a kedusha, it's less of an isser. So even whatever your shita is, by isser kolel, or isser chalal isser, by nazirus, there will be room to be chal, because it's more of a kedusha than it is an isser. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, so about 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Meisvei. Misha Nazar Shte Nazirus, if a person takes two vows of Nazirus, Manas Arishona Vifrish Karban, if he counts the first set of Nazirus and then he is Mafrish a Karban, Vinishal Alea, and then he annuls his first vow of Nazirus, also Loshnia Barishona. So the second vow of Nazirus will basically slot in, and he could then sort of say, oh, by the way, retroactively, I just fulfilled my second vow of Nazirus. Over here, we have to look at the rush, exactly what this means. So if you look at the last rush over here, also lo shniya barishona, lefisha chacham oker haneder meikaro, because when the guy is nishal, when he annuls the first vow of Nazirus, after having observed it and separating a korban, but not bringing his korban, so it's oker haneder meikaro, citing to a Gemara Ksubas, that he's oker the neder legamre, hilkach ozole nidra kama v'chayli nazirishnia, uveminyan rishon also le nazirishnia. So again, what we had said was, and this basically follows from the first principle that we started with, that when we say Areini Nazir Ayom, Areini Nazir L'macha, Areini Nazir, Areini Nazir, even though you're chayiv to observe two separate periods of Nazirus, remember we said according to the Ran, the second Nazirus is chal in some way now, even though it's not observed until later. Because the shita of the Ran was that you can't have something be chal later unless it's also chal now. So if it's chal now but not observed until later, so it turns out if you already observed one set of Nazirus, but then that set of Nazirus goes poof because the chacham was, you were shoal on the neder, so it's okr legamre, lemafreya, then the second set of Nazirus, which theoretically wasn't supposed to be observed until later, but was already chal, because it was chal, the observance could go on the second Nazirus. So says the Gemara. So, but says the Gemara now, Vayter, so four lines up. Say, hey, Chidami, Ile Madamar Arani Nazar, Ayam Arani Nazar Lamachar. But what's the case that also lo shnia, that the second Nazirus is going to basically slot in for the first? If you're saying the second Nazirus slots into the first, isn't the implication that they're identical? Say, Chidami, Ile Madamar Arani Nazar, Ayam Arani Nazar Lamachar. Am I also lo shnia barishona? How can you say that you fulfilled the Nazirus with the second one? There's another day. You haven't yet fulfilled that Nazirus because you have to do day 31. So says the Gemara, Ha'ika Yom Yisera. Ela pshita damar areini nazar ayom, areini nazar ayom. Isn't it the case where you say areini nazar ayom, areini nazar ayom? Yet even in that case, the second one is going to be chal, and it's akasha on Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, turning over to Yerches and Alpha, tiyufta de Rav Huna, and therefore it's a tiyufta on Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, no, lo, liolam areini nazar ayom, areini nazar lamachar. Really, he said Areini Nazir Ayom, Areini Nazir Lamachar. Because again, according to Rav Huna, that is the only situation in which the second neder, the second Nazirus, will actually be chal. So my Osalo, what does it mean that, oh, because the first Nazirus was Paka Lagamre, the second Nazirus then slots in and you were Yotze? You were Yotze, except for the last day. My Osalo, Lavar Miyahu Yom Yisera, except for the last day, yet you have to observe the last day. Inami kagon shekibel alav shtei nazirus babas achas. Or we're talking about not where the guy said areini nazir ayom, areini nazir ayom, but where the guy was mekabel himself two nazirus babas achas, two nazirus simultaneously. And According to the Ran, he is Mechadesh, that where the guy is Mekabel on himself, two Naziris, but Bas Achas, in that case, both of them are going to be Chal. Why? Because Ein Achas Mehen Kodemes Lechavrta Deneima Shalotachol Shnia Achrea. Because the whole reason that two Naziris can't be Chal in duplicate is because they're duplicates. Once it's Usser, it's Usser. In other words, if you're not adding with a second Naziris, according to Rav Huna, you're already covered by the first Naziris. You're not doing anything. However, what if there is no first Naziris? There's no first Naziris, there's no second Naziris. They're Chal B'Vas Achas. Ah, if they're Chal B'Vas Achas, that could happen, says the Ran, even according to Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, there is no situation where one is knocking off the other, and maybe that's the case that we're talking about. Even though if the guy says, the guy repeats himself, there is no such thing as a duplicate. Harini Nazar Ayom, Harini Nazar Ayom, but if he's Makabal, two Naziris, B'Vas Achas, even according to Rav Huna, that is going to work. That's going to apply. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with more kashas on the sheet of Rav Huna. Hope everybody has a great day and a great Shabbos. And Jeremy, thank you in advance for hosting Sabrina. I hope you have a wonderful time with her. I know she will with you and your family.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.